And you're going to find these political short audios on our site, truthbits.blog. So you'll want to subscribe to get those updates. Douglas, I turned to you last night and I said, oh my gosh, what is this thing with the smallpox? Are they going to release smallpox into people who will then have an actual contagion to then be able to infect other people? And you said, whoa, 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 girl, not so fast. That's not exactly how it works.
Smallpox, the greatest outbreak of smallpox that everyone talks about was a bioweapon created by the United States military. And it was given to their soldiers in Leavenworth, Kansas, as an experiment, and was given as an inoculation for cholera. But in fact, it had smallpox in it. And that's how smallpox was spread through the military, and then why it was carried to Europe and went all over Europe, because it was, in fact, a very effective, virulent bioweapon that was somewhat of an accident. They meant it literally to stop cholera, but what it did was it started smallpox. Now, they've been trying to stop smallpox since it first showed up in the early 20th century. And in Marburg, Germany, they did research. And in 1954, working on rhesus monkeys, green monkeys, they found a thing called monkeypox. And they said, aha, well, this is connected, but it's a latent dormant, it's a dormant latent virus in rhesus monkeys. Correct. I'm going to, please be mindful when I say viruses.
You're talking about a pathogen.
Yes, but we have to use the word virus in these descriptions or people won't understand. So there are no viruses. Viruses are the trash kicked out by your cells when you're ill. And they will have certain characteristics of whatever illness you have, whatever your autoimmune system has allowed into your system. That's what it will look like. Now, mind you, what I'm about to explain is extremely complicated. I've explained it many times before, but I'm going to try to explain it in a way that you don't have fear, okay? But that you also know who the evil is and what they are doing, Oh, boy, that's a tough one. Okay, so here's the deal. In 1954 in Marburg, Germany, they started experimentations, and later on, it went to the work of Jonas Salk, and he did it in Zimbabwe, and that's why Zimbabwe had the first cases of AIDS. What is AIDS? AIDS is a man-made bioweapon. What did they make it out of? They told us what they made it out of. They blamed it on gay guys having sex with green monkeys. Why? Because they had evil DNA manipulation sex with monkeys, okay? That's an analogy. I don't mean they... Technically, the scientists had sex with the monkey, but they blamed it on gay guys. And then later, they blamed it on all the indigenous populations because they were poor and dirty. And so they ran full-page ads to say, get your AIDS vaccination, right? Get your smallpox, hepatitis B, and one other vaccination. And they ran it in all the major newspapers in America, full-page ad, saying if you're Spanish, if you're poor, if you're black, if you live in the ghetto, if you're gay, you're all compromised. They insinuated you're all going to die because you don't have these shots. We're going to give them to you for free. Barry Leans did a book on it. He went back, and when those records were still open, he got the list of people who received the shots. He tracked down the ones that he could find. After a number of years, over 90% of them or so, actually much more than that, were already dead. So the shots that were given out as the inoculations to help these people killed them. That's what started AIDS. Now, variola is a type of virus they would call a virus. Viruses, they don't exist, but we'll call it that. You could call it a pathogen, but technically some of them aren't pathogens.
Well, why don't we just go into the dictionary like they did with the word recession and just change the definition of a virus?
Yeah, virus is now a man-made bioweapon.
Yeah,
that's what it is. Because viruses drop on you every day. Coronaviruses drop on you every day if you go outside and breathe air, because every bird is dropping coronavirus everywhere they go. Every mouse, every mole, every shrew, every snake, every pangolin, every monkey, every dog, every horse has all these adenoviruses, coronaviruses, rhinoviruses. All those viruses supposedly are simply excreted garbage from that animal. it's not alive and it ain't going to kill you. You're not going to get a virus. That's why they know that up until now, up until coronavirus, they said there is no such thing as zoonotic transference of a virus from an animal to a human. That started with the AIDS nonsense. And then it went to Ebola, and then it went to MRSA, and it went to Asian flu and chicken flu, bird flu, and you name it. All those viruses are the same exact pathogens that they created when they experimented on variola viruses in Marburg. And so when they said Marburg is now going to be like long-term COVID or smallpox is now, they're saying smallpox, Marburg, AIDS, all types of cancer, you name it, is all popping up now. And why now? If smallpox was eradicated in 1980, according to them, why would it be cropping up now? Because it's not smallpox in some cases. It's what's called vaccinia. They've been giving out the vaccinia, smallpox vaccine, after they found that the first one that they had created smallpox too overtly, and people found out, they stopped that one. I forget the name of that one. And then they came up with this one. So the new one, what's it called? ACAM 2000, is nothing more than a rebranded version of the one that was bad that hides the effects. And then they say, this isn't smallpox. They'll say it looks like smallpox. What is it? It's what they built the virus on. It's called vaccinia. And so you don't have smallpox in some cases, you have vaccinia. And you don't have Marburg in some cases, you have the autoimmune attack of your system from getting one of the vaccinations or a booster shot. Now, it gets complicated from here, so I'll try to slow down. But I've said this so many times, and to my knowledge, I am the only person saying this, though people say parts of this, and they go on and on and on and on about they found the big discovery, one part of it. No, here's the reality. Shanghai, when the first two people who got ill, who were ill from the Wuhan lab, how come nobody seems to remember this but me? Even the CDC, everyone, no one, all the people coming out saying it's from Wuhan, do not quote the reality that two people, scientists in the Wuhan P4 lab, which we funded, and which Obama, we have pictures of Obama over there with the crazy bat doctor, Dr. Shi Li Zhangli, or her name is Dr. I call her crazy bat doctor, who's the top virologist there in Wuhan in China, who since 1998 has been putting out article after article in Scientific America, which I've been following, stating that she's creating a synthetic virus. I have said many hundreds of times, this is the craziest woman on the earth. She's going to kill us all because they're allowing her to do bioweapon research in a pathetic lab that has had many, many violations and many contaminations. Two of her people died. Okay. Don't forget that. Those are the people who supposedly went to the Wuhan wet market and ate bat soup. First off, there's no bat soup there. That was discovered instantaneously when they went there and said, okay, well, this story is nonsense. Well, they're doing research with the bats, and they've been doing research with the bats, and Crazy Bat Lady has been taking latent coronaviruses from bats and splicing them into her synthetic virus, which has Marburg in it, smallpox, three types of AIDS, HIV, three types, it has Spanish flu in it, and two other of the most virulent flus that we've had in history. So it has three types of flu in it. It has a gene manipulation that the gene they call the God gene or the religion gene that many people who get the shot say they no longer can contact God, that they don't believe in God. God is silent. God used to speak to them. Now they can't. They manipulated, I think, gene 8 it was, or I can't remember the number of that gene. I should look that up. But they manipulated that on purpose, and they brag about this. Everything I'm telling you, they bragged about beforehand. And remember, they changed the definition of a virus just before in 2019. The Congress changed the definition of a virus, okay? And then they allowed the changing of the vaccination, what a vaccination definition is. So now messenger RNA is considered vaccination. No, it's not. It's genetic manipulation. And it makes you into a genetically modified organism. So you don't belong to yourself anymore. You belong to Pfizer or Moderna or whoever you got the shot from. Because you are now not who you were. Your genes have been manipulated in every cell that they could. Now, they don't do a good job with this. When they invented our messenger RNA, and I told you all about this before, BioNTech, I think I was the first person to ever tell you that Pfizer bought the rights from BioNTech, and that BioNTech, the messenger RNA was a complete failure in every test they ever did, and that China came in and bought it right. China was the major investor in BioNTech, okay? China. Sinopharm, I think, Sino, whatever it is. The number one Chinese pharmaceutical company owns the majority share of BioNTech, one of the two companies in Germany that developed messenger RNA, which was a 100% failure in both companies in every test that they ever did. They killed every animal. So they stopped doing it on animals, and they got permission in Germany to do messenger RNA tests on terminally ill children, and they killed them earlier than they were supposed to die. That's what Pfizer bought. And that's what all of them, even they say AstraZeneca doesn't have that, isn't messenger RNA. Yes, it is. It's just that it's also has live viruses from chimpanzees in it, going right back to what I'm talking about. All of this fake vaccine nonsense was started with the experiments in Marburg. And what did they find out? That they could activate latent dormant viruses. And the older the animal species is, the more latent dormant viruses they have in them. Bats are some of the oldest animals. Pangolins are some of the oldest animals. Moles, and a few other animals. The ones that they claim that it could have come from, yeah, it came from them. They went there, they took it from those animals, and they activated the viruses, and they turned them into what they call a retrovirus. I used to have a stack of papers from the United Nations World Health Organization demanding that scientists create a retrovirus to depopulate the world. You won't find them now. They're all gone now. But when I was doing research on AIDS, when AIDS first came out, I was part of a research group in a PhD program at Wayne State University, where the second person in charge of health for the federal government came there, and we created the policy for all schools concerning AIDS. And so they actually revealed to us what they really knew, some of the stuff they really knew about AIDS. And then I started researching it and found that at that moment, if you got a hold of Barry Leans and others who had done the research, by the way, they're dead, they were killed, that you'll find that vaccinations have always only had one intent, to kill. In most cases, vaccinations are only given after the illness that they're trying to stop has already stopped itself naturally. Viruses, there's no such thing as a virus that's the same in two people. Let's say that they tell you you have COVID, and then your husband or wife gets COVID. They don't have COVID. They have their version of COVID. And it's weaker. And it always gets weaker when it is transmissible from human to human. That's just the way that it works, unless it's a bioweapon. And if it's a bioweapon, it's because it's attacking so many things at once that it will attack whatever the weakness of your particular immune system is, your autoimmune system. And that's what they decide. That's what I've gone into this so many times with the way they created the claw that rips open the cell. And then they created the nanoproteins with lipids in them to fool the cell to accept the poison messenger RNA into the cell to change your mitochondrial DNA into a different type of production system. And what does it produce? It produces viruses, or what they call viruses, which is really cell debris. The worst cell debris put into your interstitial fluids in your blood system, and then that goes to your whole body until your body wears down. So long COVID, and let's remember, if you've had COVID twice, first off, that proves that the vaccine wasn't effective. It wasn't safe and effective. And secondly, those people have long COVID, which is what I told everyone from the beginning. Once you get either the true synthetic virus, that was spread from person to person, which was released by the British in Wuhan in three different forms. It wasn't released by the Chinese. The first, of course, two cases were contaminated by crazy bat doctor in Wuhan in the laboratory, but that didn't spread to people. It was sprayed on them. It was put in their food and in their water. Three different events that happened in Wuhan. The International Military Games was the first one, and that's where everyone got sick in late October. That's why Trump knew. He knew what was going on, and he declared the emergency when there were 23 after a few days, it was 23. There was like only 5 or 8 cases suspected at the time he declared a national emergency, because Trump knew from the beginning, because they knew when it was released in the International Military Games in Wuhan, all those people got sick. The people came home. Those are the people we now know came to D.C. and to North Carolina and these places in Italy. And those are the people who got sick from the first dissemination of this synthetic virus. So, yes, China has it so bad, and they're all lying, right? Anything the Chinese government says is a lie, remember that. And they're lying about their cases. It's 10,000 times worse there. Why? Because that's where the synthetic virus was released. And then they didn't close down the airlines in October to Peking, but they started closing them down everywhere else. And they let the international guests leave knowing they had been contaminated with an unknown virus. But then they saw that the virus was just like the virus that Dr. Xi's assistants got. And so the people in Shanghai, they did the rest of the decoding. They only decoded the first 24 sections of the DNA. And in it was every illness that could kill a person spliced into it. That's Dr. Xi's virus. So let's review and let's dissipate some of the fear. Are you going to get smallpox? If you got a vaccination, you might. If you're in contact with somebody who was in Wuhan when the original virus was given out, you might, but it would be a weaker version of it. If you get the ACAM 2000 vaccination, you will absolutely have something similar to smallpox called vaccinia. Remember, smallpox, like AIDS, was created by experimenting on latent viruses found in rhesus monkey livers and spleens and other organs, and they were turned into weapons. And so now we are in World War III, whether you like it or not, and the war is against you. And we all have the necessity to be able to discern what's going on out there. For instance, let's just take another example. Shingles. I get a notice every week at least that I have to come in and get my shingles shot because I'm old and I'm going to get shingles. I did get shingles some time ago, and I researched it, and I certainly didn't get a shot, but the shingles, of course, came from the varicella shots that I got when I was young. That's where shingles comes from, folks. That's where herpes comes from. The research says definitively, if you have had even the slightest case of shingles and you get the shingles vaccine, it is 85 to 90% certain you will get a worse case of shingles right afterwards. Why? Because they give you live shingles. Holy heavens. Shingles, chickenpox, shouldn't harm you. But when it has been weaponized, it has been compounded, and gain of function has been added to it, then yes, it becomes a deadly. That's why they now have a new chickenpox shot for even children called it's for virulent varicella. And so you have to get another booster shot for this specific type, because now shingles is happening in children where it used to only happen in adults. But everybody's immune system is so weakened by all the vaccinations, by the bad drugs, the pharmaceutical drugs, and so on and so forth, the toxins all in our environment, that everybody is now finding that the shots that they got when they were young did their job. They went right into your nerve system, into your spinal cord. And so when you get a herpes on your lip, think about it. A few minutes before, you felt a tingling in your spine. And that tingling came around in nerves to your mouth or wherever your shingles appears. Think back to it. It came from your spine because that's where it lodges, because it's a poison, and that's what the body does. It will store poisons in your liver. It'll store poisons in your fat, in your nerves, all kinds of things. So the varicella shot doesn't really stop chickenpox, first off. Second off, just like the measles shot doesn't stop measles. The biggest outbreaks of measles were the majority of them had already had the measles shot. So it's a lie. Vaccines don't work. I've been working on this since the early 70s, actually, because I was so against it, because they poisoned me in the military by giving me so many vaccinations that I ended up in the hospital 3 times. Every time they gave me a bunch of shots, I ended up in the hospital with ARD. What is ARD? Acute respiratory disease syndrome. What is that? The same thing as coronavirus symptoms. It's a flu. It's a flu-like illness created by the adenoviruses, the rhinoviruses, and numerous other viruses they put into the vaccinations, and give you a theory that tells you that they're doing that on purpose and it's for your good. No, it's not. And so is there a smallpox vaccination you can get right now with live smallpox in it? No, there is not. Because why? Because really, smallpox has been around for a long time, but it wasn't virulent like it was until it was made into a weapon by the military just before the Spanish flu broke out. So all of this is nothing more than being consistent with their depopulation program. So don't fall into it. I've said this since the mid-70s. Under no circumstances let a doctor inject you with anything into your bloodstream. Why would you do that? You don't know what it is. The doctor doesn't know what it is. There's active and inactive ingredients in all medicines. Ask a doctor about that. They don't even know about that. Ask a doctor. I've done it. Doctor, are there any inactive substances in gabapentin? And the doctor said, no. I looked it up. It was the inactive ingredients that were causing my side effects, including talc, including other carcinogenic poisons, which they don't list as ingredients in pharmaceutical drugs. Do you think they're going to list the ingredients in a vaccine? Have you ever seen it? We've made it available to you in our intelligence reports. It has so many poisons in it and multiple carcinogens in any standard childhood vaccination. What do you think they put into the COVID vaccination, which was made for depopulation, mass depopulation? It was supposed to be virus X. Is monkeypox the virus X that James Redfield told us about is going to come and get us? He said it was going to be Asian flu again, a new virulent form of Asian flu. So is smallpox going to be virus X going to take us out? No. Is Marburg's going to take us out? No. Did they do a good job to take us all out with AIDS? No. Did they do a good job even with the Spanish flu? No. They killed 50 to 100 million people, but half of them died of bacterial pneumonia by wearing masks. So did they do a good job with killing people during COVID with masks? Oh, yes. How many people? Well, right now we know that the United Nations vaccine adverse reaction system is now offline. Last time I saw, they admitted 2.2 million people have died directly attributable to the vaccine. Generally, if a vaccine even has a few deaths, they pull it from the market. But not this one, because it's not FDA approved. None of them are, and they lie when they say it. None of them are. None of the drugs they're giving are FDA approved. None of them are. And when they just were bashing in the news yesterday saying ivermectin makes you sick, it is the most recognized and effective drug in the FDA's list. Okay. It's not going to kill you. It's the very thing that will help you. Hydroxychloroquine, same. But when you go to get these vaccines and the boosters, let's remember, the fake President Biden has had it, what, 2 times that we know, maybe 3 or 4. So he has long COVID. Okay. Let's look at all the people who have long COVID. You might not know people who've died of COVID, but you'll certainly know people who've had COVID over and over again with positive tests, and or had the symptoms, and or now say they have the flu. No, That's long COVID. Their immune system is being broken down, and eventually, whatever their weakness in their body is, it will attack that, and over time, it will take them out. Just like our childhood viruses, if you were born in the age that Tyler and I were, actually, Tyler, it was before I got the shots early on when I was young. She was just outside of that scope. But anyway, 200 million Americans, they admit, were given adenoviruses in childhood vaccinations that have caused cancer, heart disease, and diabetes. Okay? 200 million deaths. That's the kind of depopulation they're trying to do here. And if you are not informed, if you're afraid, if you're scared, if you believe in the superstition of settled science, or if you believe that the FDA, the Food and Drug Administration, the CDC, or the National Institute of Health is there, or the World Health Organization are there for your health, you have been fooled. They are all a hoax. Try to find anything they've done good. You won't. They weren't prepared for the pandemic. Remember, they all admitted they were sorely unprepared. That's why they had to spend $5 trillion on it worldwide. And so you can't believe anything that they have to say. But what you can believe is what you know to be true. And finding truth is, in this day and age, in the age of falsehood politics and the post-truth age, is very difficult. But we salute you who are attempting to discern what's going on, and we salute people who keep needles out of their children's bloodstream systems and keep poisons out of their own bloodstream systems, because the war right now is in your bloodstream. Defend yourself.